With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Special Counsel Jack Smith looking to prosecute former President Trump on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election is going straight to the top. Correspondent Eric Tucker says Smith is seeking a ruling from the Supreme Court on whether Mr. Trump is protected by presidential immunity.
There's nothing in the Constitution or the case law that talks about whether a former president can be charged. And so the special counsel's office wants an expedited, rapid determination from the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, to determine once and for all that, in fact, a former president is not exempt from prosecution, and that there are situations in which a former commander-in-chief can, in fact, be indicted.
The Trump campaign insists presidential immunity does apply to Mr. Trump, given his status as president during the period of time in question. A new Reuters Ipsos poll has Mr. Trump widening his already substantial lead over his challengers for the Republican presidential nomination. New Hampshire man's in trouble for allegedly threatening the life of Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy.
Federal prosecutors say a man from Dover, New Hampshire, sent text messages threatening to kill Ramaswamy ahead of a scheduled Monday campaign event. Tyler Anderson was arrested Saturday and charged with sending a threat using interstate commerce. The alleged threats were in response to a mass campaign text invitation. According to court documents, the text threatened to shoot the candidate in the head and kill everyone at the event. The man allegedly told the FBI in an interview that he had sent similar texts to multiple other campaigns. Hi, Norman Hall.
A House panel, the Rules Committee, takes up a resolution today to formalize the Biden impeachment inquiry. A vote by the full House could come as soon as tomorrow. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 70 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 31. This is SRN News. The most famous church in France will open in a year.
Officials rebuilding the fire-ravaged Notre Dame have told French President Emmanuel Macron he will be able to celebrate Christmas within its ancient walls next year. The work is progressing apace, and the experts are confident the giant cathedral will be able to open its doors on or about the first week of December 2024. Notre Dame burned in April of 2019, and when the smoke had cleared, Macron vowed it would be restored within 5 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Scotland's highest civil court has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law passed by the Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government. It approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, removing the need for a medical diagnosis. This is SRN News. Trouble in Toyland.
Toymaker Hasbro is cutting about 1,100 jobs as toy sales drop after a surge during pandemic lockdowns when parents were splurging on toys to keep their children busy. Last holiday season, many toy companies had to slash prices to get rid of merchandise due to weak demand. The nearly century-old Rhode Island-based company behind Monopoly, Play-Doh, and My Little Pony toys disclosed the layoffs in a memo to employees published in a regulatory filing. The reductions are on top of 800 jobs already cut in 2023 as part of the company's plan announced last year to save up to $300 million annually by 2025. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Chinese C-919 commercial passenger jet has arrived in Hong Kong, the Chinese-made aircraft's first flight outside of mainland China. More details at srnnews.com.